today, sorry. Thank you, President Verheilig. This item is back in front of the board on the board's request as we discuss televising board meetings and shifting board meeting times. At our previous board meeting, the district struggles with trying to get the overall feeling for the customer base, and it was thought it would be a good idea to provide a brief survey to our customers in our billing. And of course, we could do that in a separate mailing, but the thought was for cost savings. We send all of our customers a piece of mail once a month, and over a two-month period, we reach all of our customers. And staff was directed to provide a draft questionnaire and bring that back to the board, and that's what we have in front of us today. I want to point out a couple things. As I noted in my staff report, it's difficult to deal with the question. I think most people will answer a question in light of their understanding of the situation, and usually it sounds good to have more, but the picture might be a little deeper than they understand at that point. And that's why I struggled with a bit in my discussion here, and I look for some board input here, in particular on question four on the draft questionnaire. I don't want that question to come off wrong. I just am trying to determine when we asked people how familiar and how engaged they are with the board at this point, and if there's some maybe more sensitive way we can do that. I look for some input from the board on that. On a related item, when we discussed televising the hearings at our last meeting, we reviewed a proposal from AGP Video, and due to an oversight by staff, AGP was not here to answer questions at that time. They are here today, as we all know, and are taping Agratis for us today, and would like to have a moment with the board to review their proposal and answer any questions and maybe further explain some versatility and options within that proposal. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions and take direction from the board on the survey questions.
Mr. Trotter.
Yeah, you alluded to the fact you weren't happy with number four. It is confusing the way it's written.
And what I'm trying to get there is I'm trying to avoid. I think again, most people's knee-jerk reaction would be, "Well, heck yeah, if they met at night, I might get down there more often. I might see what they're doing." And I'm not sure how to get around that. I don't think question four resolves that problem. Honestly, I struggle with that, and finally thought I'd throw something down there that would allow us to begin a discussion and get some input.
I took question four to mean something very different.
Okay,
Mr. Wayne.
Which was could be taken by some people as insulting. Basically, it's saying, "Do you have a clue when we meet or not?"
Yeah,
that's basically. I agree. It doesn't. Yeah,
and I don't think that was your intention.
Right.
But it certainly could be taken that way.
If I could make a suggestion on number four, aren't you really perhaps interested in if anybody has attended a board meeting? I think the change came last 4 years ago. Did we move to morning meetings?
Yes.
And just indicate if you attended a meeting in the last 4 years. And that way you know that they know what time it is. If that's what you're curious about, is how your participation is.
Or we could sort of rephrase that, are you aware that NCSD board meetings are held on the second and fourth Wednesday of each month at 9 a.m.? Yes or no? Now that puts the information very clearly when we do meet, and we're just asking them if they're aware of that.
But that's on a par with, can you read this sentence, yes or no?
Well,
we know that they don't.
That's possible, Michael, but...
I got a comment. First thing I thought...
Well, I was wondering whether you were... Do you have any further
comments? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I'd like to just give...
First place, I I like questions 1, 2, and 3. And I would certainly support starting off your questionnaire that way. I think that's very helpful. For a new pair of questions on 4, like 4A and 4B, I would say I have attended board meetings on occasion when they're held in the mornings. Second would be I used to attend meetings when they were held in the evenings. And then the third would be I have never attended an NCSD board meeting. I think that would be a useful piece of information for us before we look at their opinions about what comes next, because we used to hold them all the time in the evening. And if you're getting opinions from people say, I would attend the meeting, but then I never actually went when they were held at that time, that gives you some kind of an understanding. And then I would go into the last category of questions, which are choose one of the follow or choose as many of the following as are applicable. I would attend meetings on Wednesday mornings. I would attend meetings on Wednesday evenings. I generally would not attend meetings wherever they were held. And that gives you some feedback.
Okay, so two sets of questions there.
Yes.
And I'll review the tape to make sure I get those
two sets
accurately.
Mr. Eby, you have some.
I had the same problem with 4. I thought it would be likely to put people on the defensive. Trick question, what are they going to do with this information? I'd rather not ask them the question at all. I think you'd get a better answer, because as soon as you start asking people about their behavior, you're asking them more than their opinion. And I think if you want to get the information to them that we have morning and day meetings, you could ask it in the final question, saying the board currently meets from 9 to noon during the day. Would you prefer that we did it in the evening? And I'm not even sure I'd ask them would they attend, because that's getting a little personal. And then that might put some people on the defensive. So I would just...
That would be valid if you just add no opinion. That would let them off the hook if they didn't want to comment on that.
That could be too, though. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, people tend to get suspicious of governmental agencies asking about their behaviors, and they might think it's prying, or they might think it's insulting. You know, it's an intelligence test. Do you know when we meet? I just try to avoid that kind of stuff.
Can you read this sentence?
That's your question. Can you read this sentence?
Did you have any further?
That's it.
Mr. Trotter,
do you have any? I've made my comment.
Mrs. Worsen?
I would eliminate 4 altogether.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you could say currently board meetings are held bimonthly at 9 a.m. We know that what the attendance rate is on that. More than, you know, and then we could say, would you attend meetings if held in the evenings? Yes or no? Simple.
It's just that I really don't want us to get in a situation where we're asking people, would you like to change the meetings to the evening, and have people who have no intention of ever coming in an evening telling everybody else when they should meet?
Yeah. That's right.
So I like Mrs. Wiersing's approach, where you say, would you attend a meeting, or would you occasionally attend meetings? I don't know how you want to say it, but...
Well, that would just say yes or no.
Yeah, would you attend meetings if we held them in the evening? That's a good question. It doesn't ask about their past behavior.
Right.
Because we know whether they're attending or not. Mm-hmm. We only have the three types of people that I mentioned before. The
and
three R's.
When I had my shop here, some people said that they would attend if they were in the evenings, but I don't know that there would be that much interest, since we're not really too controversial of a board.
Depends on who, many times.
I've had a number of people come to me and say, well, I hope you don't change in the evenings. I don't drive in the evening. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
One particular person during the election was asking me if I would please get him to shift to night meetings, so some people want night meetings because he works during the day.
You know, animals, all animals on this earth, including, not all, but most animals on this earth, including Homo sapiens, are not nocturnal. Mm-hmm. It's just, it would be difficult for the staff, and a hardship on the staff. It'd be a hardship on our legal consultants. If people want to come to the meetings, they will. It's been demonstrated this room is full often. Often.
I like the pattern that we have had in this respect, that special meetings we have made a point of holding in the evenings and with lots of advertising and sometimes even in a different venue. So that when they're really, like one of these rate studies or more than one of the rate study meetings, I think should be held in the evenings. I don't mean for this to be a pattern for our special meetings, but regular meetings, I attended for 2 years here when it was in the evening. Usually, I was the only person in the audience. That's why I eventually got appointed. I was the only person who came. Seriously. The only other person who came with some regularity was John Snyder because he was suing us. He wanted to make sure he had enough information to make his lawsuit stick. So we did that at least the first 2 years that I was here. And when we shifted the morning, we got a lot of seniors who don't drive in the evenings but will come out in the daytime. We got government people who are being paid to come in the daytime, but they don't volunteer their time in the evening. And we've had much better press coverage in the daytime. So I don't know, but I mean, maybe if we shifted back to an evening, maybe there would be a whole new group of people who have moved in the last 4 years who have a different pattern. But I don't know.
Well, I also feel that even though this is hopefully going to wind up to be a short meeting, that we need to assess the impact of evening meetings on a board also, because some of our meetings are not what you would call quick. They have lasted till 1:30, sometimes 2 o'clock, and so that would be a very long evening for some people who may be coming straight from work, not eat dinner, and and I think our thought processes also tend to get a little foggy sometimes later in the day.
May I make one comment?
Yes.
I just recollected that when city council is changing one of their board meetings to 4 p.m., which might be, you know, something to consider. But I'm not sure about the evening meetings, what the attendance would be with county and homeowners and people who are concerned.
But I think it's still a valid question to put on the survey. And Mr. LeBron.
That was the point I was going to make, is that the idea here today, what we're considering is a survey. I think there are good points in discussion, but we'll put the survey together and get that information tabulated back to the board for, I think, a more in-depth discussion on what we're hearing from the community, and then our experience as directors and staff of previous meeting structures.
At this point, does staff feel they have concise enough comments from the board to be able to update this as has been discussed and presented possibly at our next meeting?
Would the board like to see it come back one more time? Is that before we...
I would.
That would be just fine.
Questionnaire, come back to you.
The questionnaire, that'd be fine, and that'll give me a chance to review the tape. Mr. Wynn's recommendation was a little bit more detailed. I'd like to review that and input that, and I'm quite clear on the fact that the question 4, as it reads now, and you be assured you won't see it back at you. Thank you.
I'm going to open this up to public comment now as far as the customer survey and their...
Homer, you're the public.
Well, if I may, I'd also like to point out that AGP Video is here today also to talk about the video aspect of this and what services the proposal that they have presented to the board.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's...
Okay, I'd like to open it up to AGP Video.
If I might, thank you very much. My name is Steve Matthew. I am CEO of AGP Video Incorporated. We're out of Morro Bay, California, probably not a stranger to most of you. We've been around doing this for almost 10 years now. We've been in and out of here quite a few times, not for some time, however. If I could, I do have a few suggestions. First of all, on your draft survey, among other things, we also shoot a lot of sibling CSDs. A third option yet is the model that Cambria uses, which is they meet between 12:30 in the afternoon and 5 in the afternoon, just to throw you a third possible time slot that seems to work well for them. Also, with regards to the customer survey, this is where it does tie into a number of aspects of our latest approach to actually capturing and documenting these meetings and distributing their content. I apologize that we weren't here on the 12th. It's not all on staff. I personally was locked down in Long Beach because of the slides. All of the roads were closed, so since I was there, I went on ahead and I videotaped the Coastal Commission, which was meeting down there anyway on January 12th, which was also my birthday. We're all a little older and a little grayer than we started, huh? But if I had come, I would have actually given you an update on the fact that we're now actually recording this right now in 5 different methods, okay? It's laying down to videotape. It's laying to a hard drive, which we then can also burn DVDs from and distribute. It's also laying in a compressed to a compressed format that's immediately available for web streaming, okay? I was real delighted to find out that your community has its own web page now. And as a matter of fact, I've been carrying a Nipomo CSD web page coming soon tag on my own web page for some years now, knowing that sooner or later you would get there. The only one left on the list in the entire county that still has that coming soon is Oceano. So I immediately linked our web page to your web page, because we are slowspan.org, slo-span.org, or any variation thereof, because I bought all of the different variations, so even if you misspell it, you'll get there. We are a phenomenal source for government links. I have whole pages dedicated to all of the different municipalities, everything from this level on up to the White House, okay? One of the things that makes that a real value to you is one, they can find you through us, and hopefully if you put a link from your page to us, then they'll be able to look at this meeting this evening on slowspan.org. It will be on the web for streaming on demand. That also means that you can either download the entire thing for free or look at any portion of it that you want to anytime you want to, 24/7. I belabor all of this because I would suggest that you might even add to this a whole list of questions with regard to computer and web use, because that is the way things are going. It's a lot easier for people to go look at this meeting at a time when they want to, in the portions that they want to, off of the internet, than it is to be available on Thursday night at 8:30, which is when I would probably air it on Channel 21 on Charter. That goes to the distribution side. We, as part of our package, automatically will give you given time slots and then also run it at time slots to be determined on Charter Channel 21 countywide. We also always supply tapes to the libraries, whatever your closest library is, and it's also available out of the city county library on order. DVDs are always available. The, CSD itself gets a copy in either tape or DVD or both. We also create an MP3 audio CD, which I understand you guys are already doing. I applaud the staff. You guys have got an LCD projector and are actually doing digital recording. You're light years ahead of a lot of your brothers and sisters. The web video. So there's seven different means of distribution there that are only one of which is cable TV. These are some of the things that you may want to take into account as you do a final draft, finding out if folks are really interested or would use any or all of these other services as well. Back to the proposal item, we've submitted a basic proposal. It is entirely negotiable. There are a lot of a la carte items on it. The LCD projector, for instance, which you obviously don't need. Today I brought and I'm demonstrating a document camera that can work in adjunct with your LCD projector. You can rent ours, you can buy your own. They're about $1,500. I'm not attached at all. I'd just like to show and tell what's capable out there. Let's see. Surveys have been done, thanks to Mr. Wynn. I believe he made you all copies of a newspaper survey that was done in 2003 that was actually only their own survey of 250 people at random in Morro Bay, Pismo Beach, and county unincorporated territories. They had just a short line item of questions there. The city of Morro Bay, which I can make all of this available to staff for your review, did a pretty thorough survey back in about 2000 through its water bills and charter cable bills. That's another item I wanted to bring up. As a result of the franchise renewal that occurred at the county level back in November, you guys can also send for free these questionnaires or surveys out through the charter bills specific. Okay, all you need to do is submit them to charter and they can go out right out to the customers. Also as a result of that, before I forget, is you have a whole new revenue stream coming toward you. You're in the first quarter of your PEG access pass-through fees, which were enacted with the franchise renewal. Those have already been dedicated by the Board of Supervisors to break out to the communities from which they are derived. So I don't have a fix on what those numbers are, but know that you have a bank account already started specifically for the use to do the production of these meetings, your government, public educational and government access TV. Okay, that's new information. City of Morro Bay, back to that, the survey that they did provided a phenomenal amount of numbers. They got somewhere about a 17% return on their surveys, which is almost unheard of. And they asked like 27 questions. Without getting into it, the response to having government access TV in Morro Bay was between 57, depending upon what the question was, between 57 and 75% viewership and demand to continue and enhance their government access TV. The city of Morro Bay actually has us produce every Brown Act meeting that occurs in that city. We shoot from 100 to 120 meetings a year in the city of Morro Bay alone. So I can more or less have an idea of what kind of responses you're going to get. But there's a whole new avenue here that I do would urge you to take into account, which is the computer distribution and these other sources. And I've probably gone on more than enough, and actually amazed myself because I am by nature a night animal. because 70% of the meetings are at night. But daytime is good. Wednesdays are good. You guys stay right where you're at because Wednesday's open for us. Any
okay,
questions?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mattel. Are there any questions for?
Yes, I noticed that you said that there are fees that have been accumulated for us.
Just started in November for you. You're in your first quarter.
Well, I know at the Board of Supervisors they discussed forming a committee to recommend the disbursements of these cable franchise fees, and different agencies were making applications to receive such monies. We didn't do so.
That's
so are
great.
You sure it's been set aside for NAPOMO?
Yes. Here's at the last time that they took action, to the best of my recollection, the public, it's being split into three different pieces. The board that they were putting together was specific to the task of the public education aspect. The government, one-third, should go to the CSD unless you have any other boards in this jurisdiction that you would have to share it with. It's something that you're going to have to look into. But it is dedicated 33 1/3% to government, educational, and public access. The government is the primary recipient, is the CSD, like in Los Osos, like in Cambria. They actually had back time because they were in the original Sonic area territories, and both of those communities got 20 to 30,000.